Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we have anyone here? You all look younger than I thought, but do we have anyone here who's 7 years old? Anyone here seven? You're seven? How about eight? Anyone eight? Eight? All right. Couple that have ever been seven or eight? It's all of us here. Okay, well, this story is about a boy whose name is Keith, and he's 8 years old, but he was 7 years old. When he was seven, he did something that no seven-year-old has ever done. And Keats lives over here in the San Fernando Valley in Sherman Oaks. And he did something in January. And it all started when he was watching a TV program with his family. And it was a program about a man who has polio. Does anyone know what polio is? It's a really bad sickness that when you get it, sometimes you don't get over it and it leaves you paralyzed, and this man was paralyzed, and he was, even though he was paralyzed with this polio, he wanted to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Does anyone know where that is? Anyone, can you guess where Kilimanjaro is? Anybody? No?
By China?
Well, not quite, but that's a good guess. No, it's not New York. It's in Africa, and it's the tallest mountain in Africa. In fact, it's taller than the tallest mountain in the continental U.S. Does anyone know what that is? It's right here in California. That mountain is called Mount Whitney. And Mount Kilimanjaro is about 19,500 feet, so it's higher than Mount Whitney. And Keats wanted to climb that mountain, and he said, I want to climb it. And his dad said, oh, yeah, and his mom. And then the next day, he said, well, I want to climb that mountain. I think I can do it. And his parents are like, yeah, okay, you know, it's, I mean, this is a big, tall mountain. And they said, no. And then, you know, he kept after them, like for, and I don't recommend this, but for a whole month, he kept saying, I really want to climb it. And so finally, his parents thought, oh, you know what, maybe we should look into it, see if it's even safe, because they just thought there's no way he's going to climb that mountain. And they looked into it, and they asked doctors and everything. Well, they found out it wasn't too bad, and so actually his dad said, well, if you want to climb the mountain, there's going to be some conditions. He said, first of all, you can't climb the mountain just for yourself because you want to do it. You have to do it with some other purpose in mind that's going to benefit other people. And so he decided that he was going to climb this mountain and benefit some charities. And then the dad said, and you have to work at it. Do you know what he had to do? He had to practice climbing every day after, after work and everything. He and school, he would climb with his dad in the hills over here in Hollywood Hills, and they would go up and they'd hike 5 miles. And pretty soon they made it to Mount Kilimanjaro. And when it was time to climb up that mountain, it was really not a good time to climb the mountain. It was really bad weather. And it takes about 7 days for them, for their trip to go up and back. And when they got near the top, it got really bad. And it was raining, and it was like a freezing rain, and all their gear and their clothes were all wet, and it was icy cold, and there was snow on the ground, and it was kind of deep. And they were hiking, and it was just kind of blizzardy. And people were coming down the mountain before they got to the top, and they were saying, we're not going to go up. It's just too dangerous. And they asked Keats, and they said, you know, what do you want to do? And he said, no, I want to still go. I want to still go. I think I can make it. And sure enough, it was Keats and his mom and his dad, and there was some African guides and porters that helped them up there, and they all made it to the top. And when Keats started coming down, all the guides, the African guides and porters, they started saying, seven, 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 because at 7 years old, he was the youngest one to ever go and make it to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. So this story has a couple things. One thing is that it's good for us to have goals and to be anxious about things like Keats was. But, you know, we should always have goals and purposes that don't just serve ourselves, that help other people. So we should always be careful about why we want to do things and not just do it for our own selfish reasons. And the second thing is I want to show you a picture. And I want you to tell me, who do you think is in the background? Can anybody tell me? This is a picture of Keats. Can someone tell me who's in the background? I don't know for sure. It's kind of blurry. But I'm guessing that it's his dad is in the background. And if it wasn't for Keats's mom and dad, do you think he would have made it up the mountain? Yeah. Nope. I don't think he would have even made it out of the San Fernando Valley, actually. His mom and dad, they did all the work. They investigated it. They paid for the tickets to go over there. And there was a lot of other people that supported this effort and that gave him money and they gave him discounts. And if it wasn't for the guides and porters, he wouldn't have made it up. So it's very important when we accomplish things to be thankful of all those who are responsible. And who ultimately was responsible for him going up? Who could he have not done this without? Mom and Dad. And also God, because God gives us our ability to do things, and he gives him health and strength. And so we need to always remember to be thankful to God. And the last thing is that if we have goals in life, and we may never climb a mountain, or we might not ever do anything that seems famous, we can always be famous in God's eyes, because he has a plan for each one of us and an important thing for each of us to do. And you know, the Bible says, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness will be filled. And that's the only way that we can find satisfaction in this life, is when we set our goals on God and on serving God and knowing him and spreading that love to others. Thank you. And we're going to have a prayer now. Let's all bow our heads. Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for all the ability that you give us and all the good things that you have planned for us. And we praise you for giving us the opportunities that you have and that you will give us through our lives. And we pray, Lord, that you help us set our mind and our desire on you and on serving you, and seek after those things that have the desire in our heart, Lord, that you may fill us up and that we may please you and help others and serve you for our life on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.